So imagine that a drunk driver hits you, and it crushes your leg, and you're completely traumatized by the event. And they take you to the hospital, and just before your operation, they give you a pill to erase your memory of this traumatic event. Or imagine that you're a fellow soldier, and your soldier and your fellow soldier gets blown up next to you, and you're very traumatized. And again, they give you a pill to reduce the trauma of this particular event. Or imagine that you're a heroin addict, and you are they give you a drug so that you can forget about your addiction in order to help you with your addiction. Sounds like something from a movie. Well, actually, we're getting to be getting pretty close to be able to do some of these things. So this is what we know now and what we can do now. Basically, memory is a system for storing and recalling experiences. Our best account of memory right now is as follows. Basically, we experience certain events, and a set of a network of neurons get activated. The more significant the event, the more the stronger the connections between the neurons. When we recall that particular event, these neurons get that network, that particular network gets reactivated, get reactivated again. And so this is what we can do to affect, to modify our memories. One is we can affect it at the storage level, when it's about to get stored, when it's about to get transferred from short-term memory to long-term memory. And the way to do that is to affect the emotional strength of the storing process. So for example, propranolol, the drug, that's how it works. It works by weakening that storage process, that weakening the emotional strength so that the memory doesn't get stored into the long-term memory. The other process is through it's by affecting the recall of the memory. Basically, each time you recall a memory, the memory has to reconsolidate itself again, and it needs proteins to do that. And it's been found that if there's excess protein, that can disrupt the reconsolidation process, thereby weakening the memory. The biggest limitation to memory modification right now is that basically, as we have seen, the memory is a network of neurons. So that means that basically it's interconnected and it overlaps with one another, so that there's a danger that if you delete one, you can delete other memories. So that's one of the biggest limitations right now. So suppose you can perfect this technology, what are some of the ethical issues? Well, basically, memory is a piece of evidence. So if you change your memory, you can change what you believe to be true about the world and about yourself. So for example, a soldier who takes propranolol, this may he may think that he's not he really doesn't want to be in the war, when in fact he lusts after the killing. Or you may believe something about yourself. You may think that you're really brave or cowardly, or you may think that you're really altruistic or selfish. But if you take some memory modification drugs, that you may change what you believe to be true about yourself. But these problems are not so worrying, because one thing to remember is that a bit of falsehood might not be so problematic. So if you wanted to believe that you had a nice holiday so that you can feel more relaxed, that may be okay as long as you don't harm anybody. Another thing to remember is that if the event is so important, it's not really just up to you. Because even if you can erase the memory in yourself, other people will remember it. So even if it affects a bit of falsehood in you, it might not affect other people as well. Okay, so ultimately, the point of using these drugs is to increase our personal well-being. Now, there are some obvious constraints to pursuing personal well-being. One obvious constraint is to sort of harm to others. If you want to take these drugs so that you can feel less guilty when you commit a crime, obviously this would constitute a harm to others. Another constraint is harm to self. An obvious example of that is if you just wipe all of your memories, that would be, in many cases, that would be obvious harm to self. But there are also subtler forms of harm to self-harm, such as living in falsehood, affecting the way you react to certain situations morally, and also your duties to remember certain things. But ultimately, it seems that as long as you don't harm other people, you should be allowed to use these memory modification drugs in order to improve your personal well-being.